Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That means it's time for Adam Alexander, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. We welcome Adam. I haven't talked to him in a few times. You talked to him a time or two since I've had a chance to say hello to him, so I say to you.
You were kind of busy.
I was a little bit busy, and you know, but that's okay. I'm worth the wait, right? You know what they say about absence, right, Adam?
That's right. I know. You know, and it doesn't always apply in every situation, Greg. But you know, we'll say it does in this situation.
There you go. You know? Exactly. Here's my question off the top. Today is one of those days that is a bucket list for a lot of people. Not necessarily your race, but what's going on up in Lexington,
Louisville.
Well, Lexington, Louisville. See that whole Lafayette thing got me confused. Kentucky Derby's today. Whether it's the Kentucky Derby or something else, do you have a bucket list place that you haven't been to yet?
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
I would say the Masters going down to Augusta. I've not been, and I've never been to the Kentucky Derby either. I grew up, actually, I was born about an hour from Louisville in Madison, Indiana, right across the Ohio River. So, you know, I grew up around that and following all the prestige and everything that comes with the Kentucky Derby. But I've never been, but I would say my bucket list number one would be going to Augusta and doing the Masters.
Well, Sam can help you out with that because he knows everybody.
I don't know if I can help you out with that, but I can next year when it comes around, I'll see what I can do for you, Adam.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Always great to have you with us. And we usually talk to you on Sundays. We're coming to you on a Saturday, and this is race day for you for the Xfinity Series on CW. How do you plan your day on a day when you're going to be calling a race?
Yeah, you know, it kind of depends on what time of day the race falls in, number one. And then number two, do we have a show leading up to the race? Because in the Xfinity Series, a lot of times you'll do a one-day show, we call it, where you have practice and qualifying the same day that you race. Now, in this particular case at Texas, we were scheduled to have practice and qualifying yesterday evening. Unfortunately, rain intervened. We couldn't get the track dry. And with the truck race happening last night, they had to pull the plug. But if we had practice and qualifying today, it'd be an early start. And, you know, you get in, you get ready, you do that show, spend some time in the garage, and then, you know, reset and get ready for the race. Today, though, because everything happened, you know, in theory, yesterday, track activity-wise on the practice and qualifying side, today's a little bit more laid back, ease in. You do your production meeting. We do some sales element stuff with the producers just to make sure all that's buttoned up for the race. And then, you know, before you know it, it's time to go.
Talk about these guys that are at the top of the list as far as wins and points and all of that sort of stuff. And who's surprising to you that they're there or are, in your mind, the usual suspects?
On the Xfinity side you're talking about. Is that
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, Justin Allgaier is not surprising. He's won twice. He's just been incredibly consistent. Really no hiccups. I mean, they've had a couple of bumps in the road, but things really not of their own doing. When you just talk about straight performance and speed, every race this year they have been valid and good and a player and really what you would expect from that race team. So there's nothing that surprises me about Justin Allgaier. You know, he's got two wins. Probably could have three or four. Austin Hill's got three wins.
Yes, he does.
And when you look at the way that he won a couple of those races, you could say, man, like a couple of those could have easily gone another way. I mean, last week at Talladega, even though he's great in the draft, there were some things late in that race that certainly could have played out different that kept him from winning. And then Martinsville, where he won a month or so ago, that race had a lot of ebbs and flows, and they certainly didn't have the best car, but they were where they needed to be at the end, right place, right time, and he won the race. So I would say I'm a little bit surprised that Austin Hill has three wins, but not surprised he's one of those guys in the upper echelon. He went to the championship four last year. This is the third straight year he's had at least three victories, so they've been performing at a high level. And then after that, you know, I feel like a lot of the drivers that you see there are ones that you feel like have a chance to go out and get it done. You know, Brandon Jones hadn't won in a while, but he's back at Joe Gibbs Racing, and he's someone I think highly of. And Sam Mayer, who won at Texas a year ago, even though he hasn't won this year, I think he will win eventually and probably sooner rather than later, and he'll be someone we're talking about once we get to the playoffs.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Always great to catch up with Adam Alexander. He is social. You can find him at Adam1Alexander. And later today, he will be on the call for the Xfinity Series race on the CW. Comes your way at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Texas is a practice track. The Cup's cars are going to go on, and they will practice and then qualify today. Talk about that, because you don't practice everywhere.
Yeah, you know, and perfect example of that, you guys are in Atlanta, that never practice at Atlanta because it's a drafty track. You just show up, qualify, and race. We had it last weekend at Talladega Super Speedway, another drafting track. You just show up and qualify, no practice there. Most facilities we go to, you do practice. You get 25 minutes. They divide it into two groups. You go out, you practice, and you get some time to figure things out. You know, it's not old school practice. I remember the days when you'd have two or three practices a weekend. You had lots of tires. You could work on a lot of things. Now the mindset is totally different. Practice is more of a warm up and just get your feet wet. I'm not saying we don't gain knowledge. We do, and the teams do. And when I say that we gain knowledge, I'm talking about, you know, who fits in where to the equation in anticipation of Sunday. There is an educational process that goes on, but simulation has become such a big part of it now. And so a lot of that sim work is done, and you analyze all that data, and then you put that in the race car. And I would say practice becomes a little bit more of a confirmation than it is a learning opportunity for these teams. And they'll go out practice today. You qualify. Qualifying's big here because track position, even though this is a mile-and-a-half race, it's tough to pass at this configuration. So you want to be in a position where you can qualify up front, control the race, so to speak, and not be playing from behind.
Yep. All right, let's talk about some of the guys, what we've seen so far this season, the Hendrick cars. have found their way to the front lot races. Last week, we saw some gambling going on with the Toyotas, and at the end of the race, they ended up back in the back. I think they were on the big one that happened that never did happen. And then what's happening with Penske? They're having some problems, especially guys like Ryan Blaney.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you look at Team Penske. I'll start there. Austin Cindric wins last week. He won. He was the first driver from Team Penske to win last year. But you said it. I mean, the drivers that have combined to win the last three championships, Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney, have not won. You know, I heard Austin talking this week about Team Penske and their performance. And the one thing that he said, and that was great, he said, "I don't really base success or failure on results as much as I do performance. And we have performed well." And they have. When you look at laps led, being in position, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney have done that a lot. It just has not gone their way. And that's why, even though they've not gotten the end result in races, they're still in a pretty good points position because they have been able to maximize the day in those stage points and leading laps and spending time up front. So that's why the sky is not falling when you look at the point standings for them, because they've been able to gather the points early, even though they haven't been able to finish the races late. I'm not overly concerned there right now when you look at Team Penske. I would say, though, carrying the ball, and this weekend will be interesting after a weekend off for all these teams, because tomorrow starts 28 consecutive weekends of racing for the Cup Series. And I'm curious to see, has anyone done anything to jump up there with Joe Gibbs Racing and Hendrick Motorsports, and more in particular probably Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, who have combined for five wins, Kyle Larson, and William Byron. I mean, those are the ones that have carried the ball. They've won the races, and those two organizations have been outstanding to begin the year. And what improvements, if any, in a short time off, have these other teams been able to make to jump up there and be more competitive for winning races on a week-to-week basis?
Hey, Adam, how do you like your new job, man? We haven't talked to you about it. You know, not that the dust has settled. You're over on the CW doing things a little bit differently. But, again, now that we sit here in May and you're settled in, is it that much different than where you were before? And, you know, how are you enjoying it?
Well, I would say that the biggest difference right now for me, two things. Number one, not being at Fox and doing the studio show during the week, that really changes the way you manage your time during the week, and it gives you some time back to prepare for the weekend. So that's different for sure. And then the second thing is kind of compartmentalizing between the networks. You know, I'm working with CW, and I'll do those Xfinity races all year, but then this summer I'll pick up the Cup races with Prime and Turner Sports. And so, you know, when you're working with multiple people, that's a little bit more to manage and a little bit different for me. So something that I've had to adjust to, but I would say across the board, really happy and having a great time. Everyone at CW has been outstanding. We were in New York this week with their folks at their Upfront event, which was really, really neat to be a part of. And they're very excited and energized about having the Xfinity series on CW. I know the Prime group at Amazon, very, very excited about the Cup races that are coming their way. And of course, they've been doing practice and qualifying, carrying that throughout the first part of the year. So they're fired up to get going Memorial Day weekend with the Coke 600. And Turner Sports is really going through a lot of changes, right? I mean, we know about the NBA, but they're picking up a lot of sports, getting into the college game and doing so many wonderful things with their organization. And I'm really excited for them to welcome NASCAR back and to be a part of their package starting late June and up through the end of July.
He's sitting on a gold mine.
He's going to be on the move, though.
No,
man.
But it's anything having to do with live sports in America in 2025 with all this streaming and everybody popping around and busting their pulling their muscle on their thumb because they're hitting the remote control so much. You are in a wonderful position, man. But we were talking about you the other day and just wondering how you like in a new place. And so you obviously seem like you've made the adjustment and enjoying life right now. And what's around the corner for this sport is we're looking forward to it.
Well, what I would say is that you always want to be around people that have a similar approach. And what I have found in the organizations that I'm with now is everyone has this mentality of put the sport first and just surround yourself with a great team. And I love that approach, and I'm a big fan of that, and I just couldn't believe more holistically in the team effort. And I know at CW, I have found through 12 weeks how awesome our organization is and the people at NASCAR Productions that are putting this on. And even though we've kind of only reached the infancy stages of what we're doing with Prime and Turner, there is no doubt in my mind that those are going to be wonderful teams too. So I'm excited about that side of it and building those relationships. And so far, it's been outstanding.
We're excited for you, Adam, and we're excited for what's to come and can't wait to watch it all unfold. And knowing that you're going to be at the heart of it, we know it's going to be top shelf, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks so much. Have a great call later today out of Texas. And thanks so much for spending some time with us as always.
Yeah, thanks for getting up and joining us, Adam.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, guys, and have a great one. Appreciate all the support as always.
There you go, Adam Alexander.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.